feel like it's a funny story because I feel like you hear this a lot. Just one day, my dad said that he got a wiffle ball bat, I picked it up, started swinging. He's like, "Oh man, this is a baseball player." And from there on, I just started playing baseball. My dad was a football basketball player, so he didn't really know much. He knew the game just because he's Dominican, and usually the Dominican roots, they know the game and stuff, but he didn't really like play it to where he knows a lot about it. So he's my coach. He's the one that taught me everything I know. And then that's how I started.
Outside of your dad, were there any other early influences that drove you to the game?
No, not really. I feel like obviously there's a lot of people I can thank for getting me to the spot that I am right now, but I feel like if it wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't be the competitor that I am, the hard worker that I am. I feel like I always had the drive as a little kid. I think the drive was just loving the game and always wanting to be on the field. And never at that age was like, I want to play every day to get better. It was just, I want to play every day because it's fun. And I would always tell my dad, like, he'd come home from work tired, and I'd be like, "Hey, let's go to the field. Hey, let's go practice." And my dad would take me. So, I mean, he's the most important reason why I'm here.
We've talked quite a bit about the level of competition that you played with growing up. Was that something for you that was extra motivation to play with some of the kids at the top level and create the separation amongst the rest of the pack?
Yeah. So I was born in Connecticut, kind of started playing baseball over there in Connecticut. And then when I was 6 or 7, I came to Florida, and it was almost a different, it was like minor leagues to major leagues, like a different monster with the baseball and the competitors. And it was just like parents were involved, the kids were like 10 years old cursing at umpires. It was just like so competitive, the nature in Miami, and it kind of made me the player I am. I like competing. I like the way winning makes me feel. It's just, that's, I feel like I gotta give all that to me playing baseball in Miami for sure.
Once you got to high school, were there any extra added pressures with your skill set that you put on yourself, and how did you cope with that?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like all the way to my senior year, I was just thinking of baseball as fun and just enjoying the ride, enjoying my ability of playing the game, and it was fun. And then I got to my senior year and I started adding pressure to myself because I was like, man, this could be a job. I could make this a career. And it got serious. It got a little too serious to the point where I was putting pressure on myself. I wasn't enjoying it. And I kind of like affected my playing, I think. And then you learn as you go on that it's funny. It's almost like you go backwards. It's like I want to play like if I was 10 years old and I'm just having fun. Like, that's the mentality I want to go back to. Like, obviously, this is serious as a job. We're trying to win. But when you add all that to your head, it starts, and nothing really goes your way if you start doing that.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.